Shalom. I am Jeff Mills, and you are listening to the weekly Shabbat teaching of Congregation Beit HaEmet, brought to you by HaEmet Ministries, where we encourage you to rethink, relearn, and return to the pure word and way of our Elohim. For more teachings, resources, and information about HaEmet Ministries, please visit our website at www.haemet.org. That's www.haemet.org. Blessings, and may our Abba continue to guide you and lead you into all truth. Shabbat Shalom. We always talk about our calling in a positive way, and it is. It is an incredible blessing to think that our Abba has reached down and called us out individually from this world and shown us his way of life. And there is no other place I would rather be, and nothing else I would rather be doing than living for my Elohim and serving him with all of my heart and all of my being, with nothing held back. I love my Abba, and he has completely transformed and changed my life. I have met people and gained brothers and sisters that I never would have otherwise. There are people I love very much that are just as close as family to me, maybe even more so, because we share something very, very special. This calling that we have also has difficulties that come along with it. And a lot of times we're not prepared for that. We don't expect that. There are heartaches, disappointments, misunderstandings, broken relationships, and many times loneliness. That is one of the last things you would expect to find among those who call themselves believers and the called out people of Yahweh. But the truth is, this can be a very lonely walk at times. And sometimes for long periods of time. When we are first called out, do we really understand some of the things that we will be facing? We are so excited, and it's so incredible the truths that we are beginning to see and understand, that a lot of times we're not even thinking about the implications of something like Shabbat that can change our lives in so many different ways. I don't believe that we are fully prepared for the things that we encounter and the things that we face. Yet it is something that we should consider. And Yeshua warned us that we should count the cost. Luke 14, verse 28. Luke 14, verse 28. For who of you, wishing to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid the foundation and is unable to finish it, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, "This man began to build and was unable to finish." Do we really know what it means to be set apart when we are first called out? What is Abba really asking us to do? We are still learning that. No matter how many years we have been in this walk, we are still learning and adding to knowledge and adding to our understanding of what it means to be set apart and walk in the way. And we have still not seen the full extent of what it means to be set apart. He tells us to be set apart as he is set apart. So we have a very high standard to aim for. And we have to seek after and understand how he is set apart and then follow that example. We have to throw away everything that we were taught and everything that we learned through the different organizations and assemblies and memberships that we went through. Because we have to learn things his way. And we have to be willing to do whatever is necessary to be like him, no matter what the personal cost is, if we want to be his people. We have to give all and hold nothing back. He does not call us out so that we can hang on to our old lives and just say we are set apart. He does not call us out so that we can try to fit his way of life into our way of life. Yet that is how so many people treat Abba's word. It is a way of life that we are called to. And there's no getting around that. If we want to be set apart as he is set apart, then we have to be prepared for lifestyle changes and attitude changes and a whole different list of priorities. You know, the things of this world cease to have any meaning. They cease to be a motivator because we are aiming for something so much higher. What in this world is worth trading for the place we have waiting for us in his kingdom? When he calls us to action. He calls us to change. He calls us to sacrifice. And that's something very important that we understand. That he's calling us to give up ourselves. And he calls us to stand. To draw a line and stand on his side and to guard his commands. And sometimes that means we stand alone if we must. Matthew 16 and verse 24. Matthew 16 and verse 24. Then Yehoshua said to his taught ones, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his stake and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life shall lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he gains all the world and loses his own life? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his life? So many people cling so hard to this physical life and cling to things and cling to ideals. There is something so much better waiting for the people of Yahweh. This isn't our home. It's not our permanent home. It was never meant to be. We want to be where our Abba is. Yeshua is speaking about a way of life. And he is telling us that if we want to follow after him, then we must become set apart as he is. We have to deny ourselves. We have to change. Whatever we have to bear, we must bear. Whatever we have to give up, we must give up. And whatever we must leave behind gets left behind. Because we must stand. And we reach a level of maturity in our walk where giving up things ceases to affect us anymore. Because our minds are so focused on where we are going. Whatever we seek to save will be lost. No matter how desperately we try to hold on to things. And those who continue to cling to their old way of life are going to lose it along with their physical lives. Because Yeshua is talking about spiritual things. Apart from our Abba, we don't really know what life is. Oh, we think we do. We think we have it all figured out. And we have a plan and we know where we're going. But we don't really know what life is about until we come to understand his way of life and his plan and what he is doing here and what our purpose is. Once we find our life in him, then we must stand. We give up ourselves to truly find ourselves. Because the person we are before we come into understanding and before we have a relationship with him is not the person we are after. We truly find out who we are when we come into relationship with him and begin to walk in the way. There is nothing in this world that we can possess and trade for our lives. Abba owns it all. It is all his, and he just allows us to use it while we are here. We don't own or possess any of it. He made it. He created it. It's all his. And mankind is going to find that out when Yeshua returns. Standing on his side takes conviction and it takes commitment. There has to be a love for what we are doing and a love for him and a love for his way of life. We are very much accountable to him and we should think about that. We can't go about our calling in a half-hearted way. We have to be all in. We are all either on his side or we are not. There is no middle ground. The deeper we grow into understanding and in our relationship with him, the more we are responsible for. because we learn more and more what it means to walk in the way and to live the life that He has called us to live. There are times when we find ourselves standing alone. That is part of the price that we pay for being His and following His way. You know, we have all been in uncomfortable circumstances at some point regarding His word in some way. For a lot of us, we have been placed in uncomfortable situations regarding Shabbat with our families or with an employer. And sometimes we are standing all alone. His way is not always the popular way. Joshua and Caleb were the only two who brought back a good report after spying out the land that the children of Israel were to go in and possess. Numbers 14, verse 1. Numbers 14, verse 1. Then all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel grumbled against Moshe and against Aaron. And all the congregation said to them, "If only we had died in the land of Egypt! If only we had died in this wilderness! And why is Yahweh bringing us to this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and children should become a prey? Would it not be better for us to turn back to Egypt?" And they said to each other, "Let us appoint a leader and let us turn back to Egypt." Then Moshe and Aharon fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. And Yehoshua, son of Nun, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had spied out the land, tore their garments. And they spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, "The land we passed through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. If Yahweh has delighted in us, then He shall bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which is flowing with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against Yahweh, nor fear the people of the land, for they are our bread. Their defense has turned away from them, and Yahweh is with us. Do not fear them." But all the congregation said to stone them with stones. Then the esteem of Yahweh appeared in the tent of meeting before all the children of Israel. These two men stood against all Israel. Could you imagine standing there against 1 million plus people and being the two lone dissenters? Joshua and Caleb are a type of the two witnesses that we see in the book of Revelation, who come at the end time. And they are standing against the entire world. And the world will hate them. And they will hate the message that they are bringing. And will celebrate and give each other gifts when the witnesses are killed and lie in the streets of Jerusalem. Have you counted the cost? Many of us have already paid a price, and we are not through yet. What else lies before us? Will you stand? No matter how much it costs, will you stand firmly and solidly on the side of Yahweh? Will you remain set apart to him, even if everyone else is against you? Are you willing to be stoned? Are you willing to give up your life? We need to think about those things. Because our calling is a very serious thing in our lives. And walking in the way and being set apart to our Elohim are very serious things to undertake. All of Israel accepted the terms of Yahweh's covenant. All of them said all that Yahweh has said that we will do. How many people say the same thing right now? It is easy to say you will stand when you are not being tested. It is easy to say you will obey when there are no real demands being put on you. But what about when that time comes? Will you be ready? Are you committed? Have you thought about it? Exodus 19, verse 5. Exodus 19, verse 5. And now, if you diligently obey my voice and shall guard my covenant, then you shall be my treasured possession above all the peoples. For all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a reign of priests and a set-apart nation. These are the words which you are to speak to the children of Israel. And Moshe came and called for the elders of the people, and set before them all these words which Yahweh commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, "All that Yahweh has spoken, we shall do." So Moshe brought back the words of the people to Yahweh. That is not what they said when he told them to go in and possess the land, is it? They were saying something completely different then when something was required of them. They had forgotten that they had promised to do that all that Yahweh told them to do. They rebelled against him, and they rejected those whom he sent with the truth. The entire wilderness journey is a picture of things yet to come, and how many will refuse to do what Yahweh asks of them in the times ahead of us. How much faith and trust do we have? How committed are we? Can we really put our lives in his hands? An entire generation was punished for refusing to obey Abba. He did not allow them to enter the land because of their refusal to obey him. He was giving them a gift. The land was already given to them. All they had to do was go in and possess. But they listened to the men who brought back an evil report, to the point that they were distressed and weeping over it. They had no way of knowing that entering the land was symbolic of his kingdom. But after all that he had done for them, after all of the things they had seen for themselves, they still believed the word of false witnesses over the word of Yahweh. In many ways, we see that happening all around us right now, don't we? People would rather believe a false witness than to believe the word of Yahweh and those he sends to bring it. And yes, I firmly believe that Yahweh has those who serve him right now on this earth that go about speaking the word that he gives them to bring. Israel has a history of rejecting those whom Yahweh sends. Joshua and Caleb did enter the land because they stood for Yahweh. And Joshua led Israel over into the land, and he continued to stand. He continued to be on Yahweh's side. Joshua 24 and verse 14. Joshua 24 and verse 14. And now, fear Yahweh, serve him in perfection and in truth, and put away the mighty ones which your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve Yahweh. And if it seems evil in your eyes to serve Yahweh, choose for yourselves this day whom you are going to serve, whether the mighty ones which your fathers served that were beyond the river, or the mighty ones of the Amori in whose land you dwell. But I and my house, we serve Yahweh. Once again, Joshua is put in this position where he has to stand against all of Israel. No matter what they chose to do, he had made his choice. And he remained committed and loyal to Yahweh. How many will stumble and fall? How many will give up and give in? How many will believe the false witnesses in the times that are ahead of us? How many will truly stand? Who will have the courage? The conviction. There are so many rebellious people right now who say they will follow no man and they will not have any man over them. Is that what the children of Israel said that day? How many times did they grumble against Moses and Aaron? That whole rebellious generation died in the wilderness. Not one of them was left standing to cross over into the Jordan, into the promised land. When Stephen was faced with a hostile crowd, he stood. He stood on Yahweh's side, and he pointed out their errors to them, where they were failing in walking in the way, and it was not very well received. Acts 7 and verse 51. Acts 7 and verse 51. You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the set-apart spirit. As your fathers did, you also do. Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? And they killed those who before announced the coming of the righteous one, of whom you now have become the betrayers and murderers. Who received the Torah as it was ordained by messengers, but did not watch over it. And hearing this, they were cut to the hearts and gnashed the teeth at him. But he, being filled with a set-apart spirit, looked steadily into the heaven and saw the glory of Elohim and Yehoshua standing at the right hand of Elohim. And he said, look, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Adam standing at the right hand of Elohim. And crying out with a loud voice, they stopped their ears and rushed upon him with one mind and threw him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their garments at the feet of a young man named Shaul. And they were stoning Stephanos as he was calling and saying, Master Yehoshua, receive my spirit. And kneeling down, he cried out with a loud voice, Master, do not hold this sin against them. And having said this, he fell asleep. How far away do you think we are from this happening now? The intolerance is growing. The hatred is growing. The cost is getting greater. It is hard to believe that the attacks come from within. But we have history to look at, don't we? Yeshua warned us what was coming. Are we prepared to stand through that? Matthew 24 and verse 9. Matthew 24 and verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to affliction and kill you, and you shall be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many shall stumble, and they shall deliver up one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise up and lead many astray. And because of the increase in lawlessness, Torahlessness, the love of many shall become cold, but he who shall have endured to the end shall be saved. It is those who stand that are saved, those who endure. It is those who have taken their calling seriously. Those who have counted the cost. Those who have made their choice. Those who stand on Yahweh's side. And those who will not back down no matter what they are facing. It takes great strength to stand when everyone is against you and everyone is trying to convince you that you're wrong and they're right. The pressure can be very great to compromise and cave in. It takes conviction. It takes commitment. It takes great faith, and it takes absolute, unshakable, and unwavering trust in Yahweh and His Word. We stand on His Word. We stand on His promises, and we stand on the rock. Ephesians 6, verse 11. Ephesians 6, verse 11. Put on the complete armor of Elohim, for you to have power to stand against the schemes of the devil. Because we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against authorities, against the world rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual matters of wickedness in the heavenlies. Because of this, Take up the complete armor of Elohim, so that you have power to withstand in the wicked day, and having done all, to stand. When we have done everything else that we can do, then we stand. We dig in, and we are not moved. The battle is before us. Are you ready to stand? Abba is counting on those who are his. Amen.
Yivarekka Yahweh, Vayishmarekka. Ya'er Yahweh panav eleka, vihuneka. Yisa Yahweh panav eleka, v'yashem laha shalom. Yahweh bless you and protect you. Yahweh make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Yahweh turn back his face towards you and give you shalom. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Yeshua the Messiah. Amen.
You have been listening to the weekly Shabbat teaching of Congregation Beit HaEmet, brought to you by HaEmet Ministries, where we encourage you to rethink, relearn, and return to the pure word and way of our Elohim. For more teaching, resources, and information about HaEmet Ministries, please visit our website at www.haemet.org. That's www.haemet.org. May our Abba bless you richly throughout this coming week and guide you into his truth. Shavua Tov.